成全之路就是舍弃自己，最美丽的路总是充满荆棘的。且听他们如何用爱写历史，传福音。
大爱行脚，
黄雄林主持。
各位听众大家好，欢迎收听这一集节目，我是黄雄林。前不久我为大家介绍了奥斯定会的罗丽丝，也就是为100个原住民孩子煮饭的菲律宾修女，初步了解了她所从事的牧灵工作。但是罗修女她究竟是怎么长大的呢？今天我们就要进一步来了解她的成长背景。不过在了解罗修女的成长背景之前，让我们先来听听她对有志从事原住民服务工作者的期许。罗修女说，如果有人要来帮助台湾的原住民或是中国的少数民族，那么他必须先学习当地的语言。我们不能只是会跟人家打打招呼，或者光是脸上堆着微笑，我们必须能够跟人家说话。罗修女又说，很多地方都有自己的语言，比方说在台湾这边，中文并不是唯一的语言，在我们菲律宾更是如此。原住民不见得中文都很好的，所以想来关心他们的人应当学习他们的语言。此外罗修女又说，语言固然重要，打开自己的心胸，凡事主动志愿的态度也是很重要的。她是这么说的，
If there is somebody want to come and to help for our young people here in Taiwan
or even in China,
wherever, every person who want to help in another country, they have to learn the dialect. They have to learn the language. Otherwise, you cannot just say hello. You cannot just say smile. You have to talk. Even your Chinese or even your or any dialect, because here in Taiwan, here we have dialect, another dialect, not only Chinese language. But we have their aboriginal.
Yeah.
And then the people in the mountain, they could hardly think the Kui. Mm. Yeah. The same as we are in the Philippines. Mm. Yeah. So we have another language. So the young men or the young women, if they will come or interested to work in another country or Taiwan or China, in Hong Kong or wherever, she must be prepared her heart, and she must be prepared for the work, and she must be prepared especially in the language.
Language. So that's the priority.
Mm. And also, see the capacity of a person, even Lian Kei Chang. Tamil or Koyu or some language, if her heart is not open to work whatever she want to see there, or her initiative, her interest, initiative, her capacity to work, her capacity to think, what is this, what's that, oh, I can do this, I can do this. If the person is not prepared for that, don't recommend it, and you will not be successful in your mission. Because, you know, of course language is very important, but also the initiative and the voluntary attitude of the people is very important.
罗修女生在一个非常简单的农家，地点就在敏多罗省的 Orianta 一个叫做瑙汉的城市。她说她是个 Tagala， 也就是讲 Tagalo 的人。后来她家又搬到了维多利亚，仍然是在瑙汉的境内。二战期间，罗修女的爸爸是个警察，后来她入伍当兵。那时候日本人来了，追捕她的爸爸。爸爸虽然没有被逮捕，但是战争结束没有多久，他就在1946年底过世了。他死的时候既是个警察，也是个农夫。那时罗修女年纪很小，还不满一岁， 因此罗修女说她从来没有看过自己的爸爸。二战结束，罗修女的母亲独立养家，家里共有六个小孩，三男三女，全靠她一个人照顾。又过了好一阵子，妈妈改嫁，可惜继父对他们并不好。罗修女还在读小学的时候，常常得跟妈妈下田工作。这时村里头碰巧来了一个德国籍的圣言会神父，他的名字叫做 German Miller， 他很关心罗修女的功课。神父不喜欢罗修女跟着妈妈下田，他跟罗修女说了很多的话，还特地跑到田里去找她，鼓励她继续升学读书。罗修女念到高中的时候，这位 German Miller 神父便领养了她，成了她的干爸爸，也是她精神上的父亲。神父还特地为罗修女租了一个小屋子，好让她专心读书。罗修女仍然记得神父跟她说，因为你没有爸爸，所以我就是你的爸爸。罗修女每天跟神父一起用餐，神父又教她讲英文，然后她才回房读书。罗修女说，她真的觉得 German Miller 神父就是她的父亲。而这位神父今天还在菲律宾，他已经75岁了。罗修女是这么回忆的。
SVD.
Yes. SVD. And then he adopted me. He taught me very, very much. And then he got me in the farm. He doesn't like me to go with my mother there. He rent a small house, small room for me. And only in the night sleeping, I stayed with him. I stayed in my room because I was studying. And then I ate with them morning, lunch, three times. And after that, I went to my room. And then when I was studying, he taught me how to speak English, to learn the English like this and like that, and everything. So it's like really I feel he is my father. And he told me, because you don't have father, I am your father. He told me like that. I remember that.
Is he still alive?
Still alive. He came here.
Oh my God. How old is he now?
He is already 75.
Oh. Okay.
罗修女说German Miller 神父真的是一个慈父，他真的是个好爸爸，可是他很凶。我说他为什么凶你，修女笑着说德国人通常都很凶的。原来那个时候神父不希望他交男朋友，每天只希望他多读书。那时候罗修女年纪还小，神父常拿很多书给他看。然后就有这么一天，神父就要他开始为小孩子讲道理。那时罗修女还是个青少年。罗修女说她的青少年生活过得像个老人似的，她是这么回忆的。
He is really fatherly， 真的是爸爸，可是很凶。 German 就说你很凶。
And for what reason？
He doesn't like me to have a boyfriend. He doesn't like me to go with a man. He doesn't like, he wants me, he likes, 他常常喜欢有那个什么，看书。And then, I was still very young at that time. And then, he gave me many books to read. And then he let me to teach the children in catechism. Changtaoli? Changtaoli.
You were a teenager?
Yes.
Wow, so you started early.
Yes. My teenager life is like a 老人。
那时候神父总是要求罗修女确定自己的作息，比方说几点的时候你应该到哪儿去，然后又到了几点她才能离开。而那时他才11、12岁而已。于是渐渐地，罗修女年纪轻轻的就变成了堂区的秘书。而在那些个年头里，神父教了罗修女好多东西，但相对的，这个小女孩的责任也就变重了。 想上哪儿去，没先跟神父打一声招呼的话，还真没法子出门，因为他总是有责任在身。直到了有一天，神父休假回德国去了，罗修女说，突然之间她才感到了自己非常的孤单。神父离开的那天，她哭得非常伤心。后来罗修女又去读了大学，即便她已经在大学里头读书，神父仍然不时地去探望她，当她是自己的孩子。罗修女是这么回忆的。
And then he knows my time. He has to know my time. What time you are here? What time are you going? Like this. So I became his secretary also in the Paris area. He taught me many things. So, you cannot really go out.Without telling him, you cannot go somewhere without telling him where you are. So I find it also very nice. Until the very sad when he goes for vacation in Germany, I just as if I'm very alone. I was so sad, and when he left, I cried very much.
How old were you?
The time. Maybe 10 years old, 11 years old, or 12 years old, like this. I can count 11 years old, 12 years old, until 16 years old in my college time. Even when I was studying in college, in their school, he still visited me. It's still like a child.He brought me there, he brought me here, and like this.
虽说从小就有神父的长期关心，但是罗修女入会的过程并不是那么顺利，因为她的家人都反对她成为修女。虽然她很爱自己的家人，母女之间也非常的亲近，但自从她被神父领养了以后，情况就起了一些变化。不过罗修女终究还是跟家人和好了。赶在哥哥过世前，他又跟家人有了对话。当年家人不希望他成为修女，希望他去结婚，妈妈更是希望女儿永远陪在自己的身边。罗修女加入奥斯定会以后告诉妈妈说，如果我的心里头不平安，我就会离开修会，可是我没有感到不平安呢。罗修女说，可能因为她从小被神父领养，很长一段时间没跟妈妈一起生活，妈妈因而更舍不得这个女儿。就在罗修女前去马尼拉入会前的一个礼拜，都已经凌晨三点了，妈妈还跑到她的房间里求她别走。至今罗修女仍然忘不了这一段入会之前的挣扎，她是这么回忆的。
Yeah, and then my family doesn't like me to be a sister.
And why is that?
Because they want me to get married, and my mother wants me to be with her forever.
Ah, 不可以。
哎，不可以。可是我又告诉妈妈，如果我不平安，如果因为 my mother， 我要回来，我告诉她。可是我没有很不平安啊，我很平安啊。然后呢 ，maybe I was remembering.And I'm realizing that why my mother is like that. Because we did not stay together for a long time with my mother. So my mother doesn't like me too. And my brothers and sisters too doesn't like. Maybe we have a very tight families. So they don't like me to be separated with them.
Because you were adopted.
I was adopted by the father.
Father.I see.
And then when I was elementary, I also experienced very hardship in my Tasan. Tasan, very strict, you know. So maybe the Lord give me to the priest.
Yeah. So you wanted to become a sister, but your mom was against it.
Yes. So. But I foresaw it. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, still going to my room and begging me not to go.
3 o'clock.
Please do not go to.
That was one night before.
No, 1 week.
1 week.
1 week.
然后我问罗修女，在台湾19年来，她时常遇到的困难是什么？她说她的困难，第一个仍然是语言，第二个困难则是教友对于教会活动的参与并不是那么热衷。但是内葵辉部落则是个特殊的例外。这个部落位于桃园县复兴乡的高义村。罗修女说，内葵辉的教友非常热心，凡事非常主动。而他自己也深受当地教友的启发，他是这么说的：
我的困难，当然我可以讲 Chinese already， 我可以看，我可以上国语了嘛。
嗯。
可是我的 struggle difficulties 也是 language， 也是 language， 因为我读8个月而已。当然。我的国语是还可以跟他们互动了嘛，可是像还不够。第一个有这个，然后呢，第二个是剩下的那个，我不是说我来自这边是 conversion 他们，要 to convert them to be like this， but I want them
to be wisdom，
I want them to be with them。像有很重要的事，那个，比方说，洗澡堂，有活动，
对，
有我们的澡堂有这个事情，上课，可是。That's my difficulties.
没有兴趣，他们没有兴趣。
他们可以听了，他们说好。
但是没有来。
可是有来，可是有的是没有，有的是没有。然后来的话是怪我屁啦，
怪我屁
啦，有那个。比较很不简单，给他们共融。
对对对。
我们原住民。
Yeah. 这是原住民，不是台湾人。
因为我没有那么多台湾人耶。
对。
可是台湾人 Chinese，因为我叫 Chinese 是本地人。
对。
那个。我们原住民在这边是原住民，本来不是他们是 Chinese， 不是 Chinese or Chinese， 我搞不清楚。也是好，他们也是有很好，他们有爱我们 ，respect， 帮忙我们。可是 when it comes to education， 懒惰。因为我们工作在这边是洗东西呀、洗什么，可以帮在这里，可以帮在那边，很不简单，是不是很？很不简单。有的地方那么好，我有一个地方 ，That's my inspiration。内鬼鬼的教友们，内鬼鬼的教友们。I'm Russian。每一个礼拜六我去那边。如果你有空，你可以我去那边。
最后，我问了罗修女一个关于时间的问题。
修女，你还会做在这里继续做几年？你知道吗？
我希望在这边老，可是我还不知道，这是我们安排。
好。
好，感谢大家收听这一集节目，咱们下次再会，我是黄雄明。